and then Jacques, myself, and Karen Hernandez-Granson, the pastor of Westminster, are the three co-chairs. So I think, okay, let me just say a couple, one other thing before I pass it on to Jacques, which is through this discernment process, we decided as a task force that we wanted to support formerly incarcerated entrepreneurs. That was the focus, the demographic focus. So they would need to have a prison record, and they would need to be entrepreneurs, not just starting a business, but they would have to have been in business for at least 2 years. And they would also have to be referred to us by a community partner. So someone in the community would say, hey, this is someone that I'm recommending to apply to this program. And we also early on determined that we would not only offer loans, zero interest loans, a maximum of $2,000 to be paid back in 2 years, but pro bono business services as well. That's another, pro bono accounting services. And we also, we were following the guidance of the 1K church movement, which is from the Criterion Institute. And their goal is to have 1,000 churches to develop these microloan programs in their communities, to get involved in their local economy. So we weren't inventing the wheel. We were following, and they're the ones that put together the Bible study, and then they offered us about 6 different loan options, microloan options, from the least involved to the most involved. Like the least involved would be, we would give money to an organization that does it all. They take care of the money, they find the people, and we just make sure they have the money to do that. So that would be the least involved. We went with the most involved, where we were finding the people, we were walking alongside the people who were recipients, not just through the loan process, ongoing, to be partners with them and part of their community. And so that's what we chose. So at this point, I'm going to pass the mic to Jacques Howard.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. I heard that. So anyway, if I do not, I'm Jacques Howard. I'm one of the elders at Westminster Presbyterian Church. I'm a radio and television host and an entrepreneur in the city of Trenton. Jonathan, thank you so much for that. And you are all going to get a chance to meet Jeffrey. And if you don't get a chance to really engage with his story, please make sure you get his contact information and engage with him later. It's a wonderful story. I oftentimes get choked up when I hear him tell it. And today it's going to be pretty interesting as well, because he's got a prop with him that blew my mind and the rest of the collaborative's mind when he used it before, and that is his backpack. So with that being said, let's just talk briefly about the recipient. So currently right now we have Jeffrey Augustin, who is the first recipient. He is a retail owner, owner of a retail store in historic downtown Trenton, right across the street from First Press. It's called Deals, Deals, Deals. For those of you who have been to New York City, it's very much a New York City, Philadelphia type of store. It's got a lot of fashion in it, a lot of fashion that generally a lot of younger people like and are looking for. And he's got a pulse of that. And he's also he'll tell you more about his story. In addition to that, the other folks we have is Stephanie Register, who is really close with Tom and his family. Stephanie has Recovery is Essential, and it is currently a retail store in the farmer's market in Lawrenceville/Trenton. And she has some different wares and things that you can purchase from her, like her sweatshirt. She also has hats, etc. But her program, Recovery is Essential, is because Stephanie is a recovering addict. And she is very outspoken about the need for more community involvement and partnerships and relationships to help folks get through the process of day-to-day life. One of the things that she started is this event that is called the Sober Soiree. The Sober Soiree is a prom, so to speak, for people who have addictions. so that they can come and enjoy an event without having to worry about alcohol and other things. She's been doing this for several years, and because of the Trenton Microloan Collaborative, she's able to continue to do that. And let's transition on. Next slide. And this is, so let's stay with, we'll have Jeff talk, but that's Jeff and Jeff Jr., but he's going to talk about that. But let's go to Ton. Ton, Virginia probably knows more about Ton, but he has a nonprofit organization and it's turning it into a for-profit organization where he actually meets people when they are released from prison and from incarceration. So he meets them, provides a warm, welcoming occasion for them, and also provides them with some of the things that they need to get started on their lives. I'm learning more and more about mass incarceration because of the Mass Incarceration Task Force and my involvement with the partnership with Westminster and Nassau. But some of the things that I'm learning is that when they're released, they're literally sometimes just dropped off on the street. Sometimes it could be any time of the day or the night, completely alone. And sometimes in communities where they don't even know anyone. So Ton's organization helps them with that. There we go. You'll see that there's a theme for printing T-shirts and hats and merch so that people can do some branding as well. Next slide. And this is Jeff. And Jeff's going to talk more later, but I want to go to Father Ramsey if we can. Yeah, there we go. So Father Ramsey is at the podium. He is another one of our recipients. Father Ramsey is formerly incarcerated. He has a business where he is a DJ and an entertainer. He actually performs at the Ivy, I think once a week. So if you are local, he does perform here. But he is someone who's transitioning about telling his story. He's someone who wanted to put his incarceration behind him. And to put it behind him, doesn't want anybody to really know. But when he heard about this program, he was blown away that there were so many people who were interested in supporting him and then were willing to come alongside of him as an entrepreneur and an artist, which is what we did. So we were able to partner with Father Ramsey to help him purchase some equipment, which would help him make more T-shirts and hats and so forth, which is part of his business. The overall and overarching theme for this is relationship building and bringing people together. Recognizing that all of us are all in the same space. We're all just trying to do better, trying to provide for our families, etc. This picture is a gathering of our first celebration. And this is the first ceremony, and Stephanie is speaking, but we met at a local restaurant in Trenton called Caesar's Italian Restaurant, locally owned and operated by a family that are very much involved in the faith community. And we've developed a partnership with them where they struck up a perfect pricing package for us so that we can return and have events there, support their local economy, their business, et cetera, but then bring together a gathering of so many people here. In this picture, not only are there members of the task force and the recipients, but also partners in the community who helped us with this process. Kimmy Carlos is one of the folks in the picture there. She helped to provide some pro bono services for Jeffrey and his organization and for his business. And then there's some other folks there as well, if you look around. Marina Poso, he is the marketing person who came up with the logo. He and his family came up with the logo, etc. So they're there and in support. And I think that is all of my pictures, right?
Do you want to say something about why we're standing in church like this?
Oh, yeah. Sure, absolutely. So because this is a faith-based initiative, and we're very open and honest about that, but we didn't want it to be out front. We did want to make sure that there's a covenant. And a covenant that is very serious, one that we take very serious, and we expect our participants to do that as well. We didn't want to be in a place where we were just giving something or offering up something. We wanted to make sure that it was going to be something that we could be engaged with, have a long-term relationship with, help them build and expand whatever it is they're looking to do. So signing of the covenant takes place in church. Father Ramsey, as you can see, is about to do that prior to that. Oh, yeah. So much, as Jonathan has said, we've been at this for a while. So sometimes those of us who are really into it, it kind of we lose what we've been doing. So one of the things that we do for our retail recipients, such as Stephanie and Jeff, is that we've organized what we call takeovers. So we literally show up with a bunch of people with a high intent of spending money. So here at, you can see there's probably about 6-8 people who were there in this picture, but throughout the day, dozens more came because we put it out to our networks and said, hey, let's go and support Stephanie. We've also done this with Jeff and his store as well. There we go. Yep. Hey. So that's the idea of that, of his shop. It's full of stuff. But if you're someone who's into fashion, men's, women's, children as well, he even has some personal products in there. Like if you're someone who's looking for some African soaps or hair oil or any of that stuff, that's also the place to go. Jeffrey, you're on, friend. Thank you all.
Good morning. My name is Jeffrey Augustine. Thank you. So, before I start, I just want to say I'm grateful to have been part of this program. That's the first thing I just want to say, that I'm so grateful that I found these group of people. And if you notice, I didn't say I'm grateful I found these group of people to get the microloan that they do offer. Me, as a recipient, I didn't get the microloan. I'm still waiting on it. Yeah, I'm still waiting on it. And I say that, I know y'all laugh about it, but I really didn't get the microloan. I didn't get the money, but I got so much more. What I did is, what he spoke about, what I did is I received some relationships that helped me get some money. So, and I'm going to just speak a little bit about myself before I get into everything that the microloan is about and how it has helped me. I didn't grow up in this area. I grew up in North Jersey, growing up single family home, which was not the best upbringing. And I guess I was a curious little boy. Yep, I wanted to know everything that was dealing with things that was outside of the house. So I didn't want to stay home. I was always into something dealing with outside. Always a very active young man, and I'm still very active today. So that has not changed. Sometimes I have to tell myself to just slow down. But in being very active, what I've learned to do is turn my activeness in a positive manner, because at one point my activeness was very active on the streets. I started hanging around the wrong crowd of people at an early age, and my mom used to always say that, you know you are who you hang around with, right? And I was like, nah, I'm not like them. Matter of fact, I was the little boy who used to tell the drug dealers, you know that's bad for you, right? You shouldn't do that. For some reason, because it was a program at school telling us that stay away from drugs, you shouldn't do drugs. It was a D.A.R.E. program. But the association of people got greater than what I was learning in school. So I eventually gravitated towards what others was doing instead of listening to what they was telling me in school, and I started selling drugs. By the age of 19, I was facing 30 years. End up doing 6 years. Fast forward to end up doing 6 years, and then while incarcerated, I was working out. I became real focused and intense while I was incarcerated. I learned a lot of things while incarcerated. I stayed away from all the negativity. I just wanted to go home. So I was doing everything that I could possibly do to get out of there and to keep a sane frame of mind. Finally come, and I switched my location. I said, I'm not going to go back to North Jersey. So that's how I ended up in Central Jersey through a program. I'm not going to talk much about that because I don't have much time, but I learned through a program, ended up in Trenton, New Jersey, and in Trenton, New Jersey, I still continued to bump my head. But I knew that if I moved away, I would not bump my head as hard if I was to go back home. So, and bumping my head, I was working odd jobs here and there, and I've always thought about entrepreneurship. And the reason that I've always thought about entrepreneurship is because during my time while I was running around in the streets doing whatever I was doing, somebody taught me how to go to New York and buy products. And for a small stench of me being in the streets, I would sell other products besides illegal substances. So by learning that, when I was incarcerated the last time in 2015, I came home, actually, I'm going to tell y'all my age here, so. Actually, I came home in 2006, and then finally came home again in 2007 because I had to go take care of some unfinished business. And then in 2015, fast forward to 2015, I got incarcerated again. And from a side during the 6 years from the time I was 19, so I'm about 43, right? So that last time when I was incarcerated, I was thinking like, dad, what can I do different? Now it's like, I can sell. I like selling stuff, but I can't sell stuff that's gonna end me up in jail. Sell anything that's not gonna send me to jail. And that's what I did. I came home in April of 2016. I believe I said 2015. It was actually 2016. Came home in April. It was around the time of Mother's Day. So I'm thinking, I have not too much money on me. So I'm like, okay, I can go to New York. I can buy some Mother's Day cards, which was a good investment because I was able to get the Mother's Day cards for about $12 a dozen and was selling each card for about $10 because there was musical cards and they sing. And I was selling those cards. And then I was thinking ahead of time, like, what am I going to do after Mother's Day? Mother's Day is not every day. Got to get something else. So I got some keychain ballies that was popular at the time. And I'm not lying to you. Started with this book bag right here. This is the book bag that I filled all my little Mother's Day cards in the keychains. But you could tell it had been through some things. Right? Yep. So I dragged this book bag all over Trenton with me till this book bag, you have a picture of the store? So this book bag grew into this. This book bag eventually grew into two book bags. It eventually grew to a carriage. It eventually grew to a big suitcase. And I woke up one morning and I could not get out of bed. My back was killing me from dragging all that stuff all around the streets. I'm like, oh, it's got to get better. But I still got up and persevered. I believed in my mind if God allowed me to get out that bed, I'm going to get up, back hurting. I have to do this. So eventually my back just stopped hurting. I still kept on going in. About 7 months later, that's when I opened my first shop. I closed it down in 2020 and was left with this shop. So I actually had two shops. But while doing all this, we're going to get to the Trenton Microloan Program now. While doing all this, I don't know nothing about business. I just know about selling stuff. So I'm just selling stuff, and the hardest part for me has been accounting, how to take care of the accounting work. And it's, for me in business, it has been hard to find a good accountant, bookkeeper. So all the front end, everything looked good. So that's what I'm saying. Even as human beings, you can look good on the outside, but in torment on the inside. So everything looked good and on the outside. Business looks good. You have a bunch of products. Inventory is always up to par. But the accounting work is just eating the business up inside and eating me up inside too because I'm still part of the business. So I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to take care of this? And everybody I talk to, they telling me thousands of thousands of thousands of dollars. Even though I've been real savvy and always keeping a cushion, I'm like, phew. Do I really want to give these people $12,000 to do this? So I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? So then Tracy Syfax, who referred me to the Trenton Microloan Program. Notice I didn't use this note not once because I'm just telling y'all the truth. I didn't write all this down. And so I'm going to just switch it down. I don't need it. So look, Tracy Syfax referred me to the Trenton Microloan Program. And instantly, because of who referred me, I said yes right away. A lot of people tried to help me before, but I was real selective on who I received help from because I believe that all help is not good help. So when Tracy Syfax came and referred me, I said, okay, I'm in, because he's a real known entrepreneur in the city of Trenton, also formerly incarcerated. From what I've heard, he's a millionaire. He just opened up a wonderful restaurant in Greater Philadelphia, and he referred me, and then I met Pastor Karen Hernandez. Wow. I love her. And one thing about her, she will put you on the spot. And she's done that plenty of time. I really appreciate meeting this woman. She's introduced me to some wonderful people, and that's where I kind of get into a halt in my story. She introduced me to Rachel Bessonette, which, okay, let's reverse and go back. I told her about what was going on as far as my accounting stuff, and she told me what the program was about, and then I guess they went in and probably the picture that he showed, and then they sat down and talked and say, how can we help this formerly incarcerated individual, which is me? And I wanted the money because I found an accountant, and then as I'm talking to Karen Hernandez, she was like, it sounds like you need more than $2,000. I'm like, yeah. And so she came up with an idea and ran it past me, was like, what do you think about some pro bono bookkeeping work? And maybe we can find you a discounted accountant to help you. Do you want that or do you want the money? Then I calculated the numbers. I'm like, okay, pro bono accountant work might cost this amount. This might cost this. So I'm glad that when I said I'll take the pro bono bookkeeping work instead of the accounting work. Even though you can give me the money, I still have to return it. This is free. I'll take free over the money that I have to return, which work I still have to pay for anyway. So I took the work on working with Rachel, and after working with her for a certain amount of time, I can say today she is still my bookkeeper. I hired her on as permanent, and she's doing a great job. And after meeting her, still taxes, had to get all the taxes caught up. Let's get caught up in all our taxes. She found me an accountant that would give me a great discount, and Lear and Penny Packer, right? That's their name? Yep, so they helped me situate all my taxes, and I'm into present. So all my taxes has been done from 2017 until the present day. I still owe a lot of money, which is okay because I knew by helping me with my taxes, I could take advantage of some of the programs that help businesses. Because one of the first things people ask you when you're asking for loans or grants is, where are your taxes? So by helping me with my taxes, and let's talk about how the task force has helped. I've met some wonderful people that not only helped me in accounting work, helping me find grants. It's this lady named Blanche. Do any of y'all name Blanche? No Blanche? Well, I'm going to describe Blanche. Blanche is a very little short lady, and trust me, as short as she is, she's a giant. Yes, Blanche, where is she at? Well, Blanche is a very no-nonsense lady. She will not talk to you for 5 minutes. Get to the point. Do you know what you want, what we are doing? Okay, bye. I'll talk to you later. Just like that. But I love her, and I'm the type that kind of adjusts to whatever personality you have, and we've talked together. And I'm talking about Blanche because even though I didn't get the $2,000 this year, about 3 months ago, she found a grant program that was offering a grant of $10,000, and she helped me receive that $10,000 grant that I don't have to pay back. For businesses that was open and that has a storefront during the pandemic. So she ran that past me. She asked me for my information, hung up on me 10 times, and called me back and said, okay, we're going to get this grant. That's how she is. And little did I know, like a month or two later, somebody walked into my door and said, you've been accepted. Here's your check of $10,000. I'm like, okay, if I haven't met the people at Trenton Microloan Program, all this would not have been possible. And the most important thing, I did jot down something. The only thing I really jot down, I said the people. And for me, that's the most important thing about this program is building relationships. Because like I've said, I've met some wonderful people like Jacques. Jacques comes, a matter of fact, Jacques is wearing one of the hats that he purchased from the store. And Jacques is a very unique individual in what he do. I tell you, he can take a selfie of everybody in this room by just standing here. That's one of his gifts and a lot of other things. And I've also met Jonathan. I could say Jonathan, I don't know. I've spent the most time with Jonathan. And it's kind of ironic because Jonathan is real low-key. And the reason that I spent the most time with Jonathan is because he called me. He had a class, and we've done a that he wanted me to help him with as far as, I don't know, he was interviewing me, and then turns out that he wanted me to help him, and then it turns out that he was really helping me. And then by the end of the class, I was kind of like, Dad, this is over. So, yeah, so that was the most important thing in doing this program is meeting a lot of great people, and I hope to continue to meet a lot of great people as far as, like, not only the people in the program, but it helps me deal with my customers a lot better because, like, that weight has been lifted of thinking about, like, is these people, is that, because I've heard some terrible stories about the IRS. Are they coming? When are they coming? So I don't really think too much about when are they coming. It's like, I believe not getting your taxes done in business is the worst thing you could do. It's like you're in the dark and don't know completely where you at. So now I feel like this room, the lights, I'm in the light now. So like I look at the business, I'm more excited to be in there than I was before because that part of the work is done. I'm in the front end and we're moving forward. I've been, by getting those things done, I'm able to move into taking care of my business credit. I just reconstructed the business this year. It helped. Matter of fact, the accountant from Lear and Pennypacker, Rachel, helped me reconstruct the business where as I was a sole prop. Now I'm an LLC. So the name is actually Deals, Deals, Deals. With a Z, it was with a S, so it's like now it's Deals, 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 LLC. The sign still says the S, so I have to change that. And how I'm gonna change that, guess what? Because of the work I've done, I have another grant that's being offered to me that can help me for $3,900, I believe. So instead of taking $2,000, I got all this work done, and now I'm able to take advantage of all these different things. Thank you.
Very much. Okay, well, we have a few minutes for questions. Yeah. I just hope you're all looking at the address of the store, Deals, 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 103 East State Street. And what are the hours? 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, and Sunday is optional. Okay. I just also want to say that Jacques has a podcast program called Trenton 365, and he gives a is that right?
Yeah, Trenton 365 is the radio television program. It's over WIMG 1300 as well as WWFM Jazz on 2. And it's an international podcast, so you can get it on Spotify and those other areas. And yeah.
Okay. And I think it's also on WWFM 81.9 and a bunch of other stations. I saw that. So if you have a chance, please listen to that. And then I'm also just going to point out, we have three entrepreneurs here. Jonathan X'd out everything I was going to say by way of introduction, including nice things about him. He's a Presbyterian minister. He's the former chair of the Mass Incarceration Task Force. And he has a business, Greenleaf Painters, LLC, in Lawrenceville. So thank you again. And questions? I'll start. Let me ask you, Jeffrey, what does it mean to bump up your head against? You said you were bumping up your head.
Bumping up my head. It just basically means making the same mistake over and over instead of learning from the first time of being incarcerated where I had to bump my head again and made the same mistake and getting incarcerated again in 2016.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, my son, he's 9 years old. He's doing good. He's doing good. He's been in the store with me plenty of times. Sometimes a matter of fact, he helped me price things. He's trying to teach him some of the things that I'm learning.
Thank you. You get to spend time with him.
Yes, definitely.
So thanks for being here. And Jeffrey, you've learned a lot. Is it kind of part of the program that you'll now be a resource to people that are part of the, or want to be part of the microloan program?
I believe that I'm a recipient. I'm part of the program. So I think Jonathan can answer that better.
Yeah, I'll add into that as well. Part of this from the beginning was really about relationship building and making sure that whoever is part of this, whether from the side of the collaborative or the recipients, that we would come alongside, act like, you know, with Aaron with Moses, right? We would stand in front, off to the side, and back, whatever is needed. And it was very clear with our recipients that we would be there for them for whatever.
Yeah, and I'll just add to that, too, that we're not asking recipients to be a resource for other recipients at this point. So you saw on one of the pictures the strategic plan that was 1 year. When we were going to do the strategic plan day, I said, "So is this going to be about our 5-year plan?" And people were like, "No, no, no. That's we just need to figure out the next year." So, but that could be something down the road where we have some of the recipients form a community, a resource community. And one of the things, clearly, this is the Trenton Microloan Collaborative. So Virginia mentioned that there are three business people here. Well, the Trenton Microloan Collaborative is a business that we're developing. So there's a lot of work that we're doing as volunteers. And so one of the things in our strategic plan is we want to... we're looking for contributions that are not tied to loans specifically. So, and we're also looking at options for applying for grants to hire a part-time assistant to start with. And I envision that expanding too, because we need to build up the infrastructure to track the loan systems. To we have a website that's going to be launched any day now. But once that's going and we expand the word, we need to be able to have our infrastructure set up that we can handle the recipients, the loans, tracking it all, making sure that we're being, our commitment is to walk alongside the recipients. So we have 4 now, we're planning to have 4 more by the end of the year. And we have a task force of maybe 8 people. So volunteers, very busy people. So we need to find a way to kind of to develop and build up our infrastructure. So that's one of the things on our plate right now.
I thought that I heard you say that these people had to kind of successfully be in business before they would qualify for a loan. It would seem to me that you got to get a loan first in order to get started. So it would, you know, you'd have to make sure that people were, you know, potentially good business people, but anyway, don't you need a loan first?
Well, pretty much any time is a good time to have a loan. So, but yeah, this was the guidance of the Criterion Institute that they should have at least 2 years. Actually, within the first 5 to 7 years of a business is still very risky. A lot of businesses don't make it past that number. So 2 years is still a very tenuous time as a business person. But yeah, it's possible. I mean, everything that we've talked about as a task force along the way is we're not putting anything in stone. We're kind of learning as we grow. We've already evolved our early guidance, which was initially it needed to be your full-time business, right, Jacques? And then we understood that some people like Stephanie, who is a member of, you probably mentioned she's a member of Westminster Church. She's a worship leader. Her recovery is essential business. She has a full-time day job in the city of Trenton, and a lot of people are trying to develop businesses, but and also because of COVID, you might not have the luxury of having a full-time job, which is your focus and passion. You have to, you know, have a day job. So we shifted that guideline to say it did not have to be your full-time job It could be something you're doing on the side, part-time, and you would still qualify for the loan. So yeah, these are things, and at some point down the road, we might offer loans right out of the gate for a business person. So it's a good point, Al.
Okay, well, I think there may be some more questions, but our panelists are going to be here for the coffee hour, and we're almost at the ending point. I hope we'll see all of you next week when Andre Thomas is going to speak about his story and his work at IELTS to help formerly incarcerated people. But in the meantime, let's give another round of applause for these great people. Thank you.